The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 8th day of November 2019. Already the 8th of November, folks. Wow. How many shopping days till Christmas? How many shopping days for a new president? By the way, Fox News is doing the countdown, the presidential election. It's not for a little under a year. Really? That's all you're getting is political news, political, political, political. That's all that you get. And it's on Fox, it's on MSNBC, CBS, ABC, you know, you name it. By the way, somebody brought out an interesting point about, what was his name, Eisner, the guy that runs Disney, that owns ABC, and ABC was a story that the network that spiked the, the biggest purveyor of child sex trafficking, Mr. Epstein. By the way, check out our website. This stuff is going viral, folks. Nobody is believing. And you know it's true when people start cracking jokes about it, okay? They're, truth and humor, well, that's the basis of humor. You always salt it with some truth. That's what makes it so appealing and so funny. But many people have been creative. One guy, there's a video. Mike pointed this out to me today. Well, how to check your car for leaks. And it shows him ripping apart a shipping box, you know, big... And, you know, you tear that thing apart and you slide it underneath your car and you run it for a few minutes and you pull it back out and you can tell whether it's transmission fluid or power steering fluid or engine oil or, you know, whatever the case. So he's doing a demonstration. So he pulls out the piece of cardboard from underneath the car and it's spelled out, Epstein didn't kill himself. And somebody took the time. On the little socks that you hang on the fireplace, you know, for the little kitties. And these little Christmas stockings had, initials. All of them had initials. And somebody took the time to take to take these things and spell out on a display, Epstein did not kill himself. So, yeah, ABC. By the way, the woman, I guess, quit shortly after that ABC thing. She was probably ordered to quit or they'd probably kill her. But the guy that actually leaked that story did work for ABC and he was over at CBS. So they tracked him down and they got him fired. Now, that's what ABC was so concerned about. They wanted to discover the leak rather than... You know, is this true that you had this Epstein story that, well, Mr. Alan Dershowitz, oh, it couldn't involve him now, could it? You ever take a look at that slimy little son of a gun? Tell me he's not evil. I'll eat my Sunday hat. You know, they had Bill Clinton nailed to rights. How many times did Bill Clinton visit Epstein's Island? 52 times, something like that? Yeah. Well, things are crazy all over the world, aren't they? Well, there are some people that are waking up and calling this for exactly what this is. This is intentional divide. You think we're divided in this country? Do you think this is just something that's aberrant? This is happening all over the planet, and it's carefully being orchestrated. Now, there's your Mac Daddy of a worldwide conspiracy. Media blames the patriotic right as leftist mobs run riot in Germany. Disproportionately, political violence in Germany is fed by corporation-owned media to non-German readers as uniquely a right-wing or neo-Nazi phenomenon. In fact, political violence by left-wing extremists is today's tearing apart major German cities. A wave of left-wing extremist violence rolls through German cities, above all through Berlin, Hamburg, and Leipzig, wrote the German newspaper Welt recently. If we look at the largest police operations in recent months, so confirms a link to the left-wing situation. Recently in Berlin, 1,000-plus riot cops were inadequate to control violent members of the left caucus scene of massive riots. In fact, 1,500 police officers from various federal states were in action on the day due to several massive gatherings of the left-wing scene in Berlin. A demonstration over 1,000 protesters left Riggestrasse in Friedrichshain looking like a war zone under the motto, "Against repression and for more freedom," and for the preservation of evacuated projects in Berlin. Now, the situation escalated and then deteriorated rather rapidly. Violent leftists, now the Untouchables, wore masks. Pyrotechnics were detonated on the streets, whilst innocent security employees of a construction site were attacked and fled. Signs and stones were thrown at us. "I ran for my life," they reported. Non-German media missed a story. Police officers were attacked with stones and street signs, as well as fireworks, including lethal Molotov petrol bombs. Several cars, including SUVs, were burned out. At least 19 police officers were injured. There was massive property damage to parked vehicles, a trailer, construction site. Three normally Teflon-coated Antifa protesters were detained. Ooh. And several criminal cases for violations of assembly law, assault, and breach of the peace were initiated. Now, you notice, folks, they'll go after the little mask one on the street. You know, don't track this back. Find out who the organizers were, where they got the money to do this. All roads lead to the rich left. Trust me on this one. For a Free Democratic Party, the FDP politician Marcel Luth, who also sits on the Interior Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives, to him, the situation is clear. As long as this red-red-green coalition refuses to condemn any violence as a means of political conflict, this pack of Riggestreet, or Strasse, will feel free to attack police and thus our city, our community itself. He wrote this in the Berlin Morning Mail. Burkhard Dreger, chairman and domestic spokesman of the Christian Democratic Union, the CDU, agrees. "For 2 years, our proposals for an action plan against left-wing violence has been on the table. Only a few days ago, the Interior Senator and the Red-Red-Green Coalition in the Interior Committee rejected all proposals to maintain order without presenting their own concept. Building site fencing left without police cover were torn down to get the container and site infrastructure of the developers. Blows were struck and residents were terrorized. The mention of the CG group in the letter of confession shows the link between the left-wing extremist scene in Berlin and Leipzig, another center of the radical left violence in Germany. George Soros sponsored protesters, welcomed migrants for media photos for which they get paid. At the beginning of October, leftists carried out an arson attack on several construction cranes. The target was the CG Group as a real estate developer which wants to create almost 300 apartments on the construction site. Leipzig mayor calls arson attack a terrorist attack, whilst Saxony's Interior Minister Roland Wohler says the arson attack represented a new dimension of violence. I am appalled with what criminal energy the culprits planned and carried out the attack. It was not only deliberately property damage in the millions, but also put the health and even the lives of people on the line. 2 weeks later, more fires from construction vehicles occurred on several construction sites. Two excavators were torched 2 days later in Leipzig. A third. At the end of October, another construction site was set aflame, and again in Leipzig, which is known for left-wing extremist scene. Left-wing protesters are used to being handled with kid gloves by the police and their image laundered by corporation-owned media. When the fire department and police arrived, they were attacked with fireworks, stones, and bottles from the crowd that gathered there, and two police officers were injured. A real estate employee was ambushed and beaten in her apartment. Two masked offenders rang the woman, enticed her home to her apartment, ambushed and stabbed her with blows to the face. According to the police, the perpetrators left the apartment with the words, "Greeting from Conowitz," one of the internet platform indie media used by left-wing extremists. A letter of confirming responsibility for the attack was published. The letter threatened further violence against people's houses and cars, as well as against employees of a construction project of the real estate company itself. We must be careful that in the current debate about right-wing terrorism, we do not lose sight of left-wing extremism and its contempt for human rights, said Leipzig Mayor Burkhard Jung. The police are helpless against violence, according to the LKA spokesman. No special protective measures are planned. Yeah. What do you do when your computer locks up? It's a damn thing. You know, if I hit the refresh, all this stuff is going to disappear. All right, I took Thomas's. I got rid of the Microsoft crap, and look, it's still happening. I did. Sorry, you can't hear the whole conversation here. Where the hell did the mouse just go? God. What? No kidding, the computer's froze. Do you think this is funny, locking me up right in the middle of a damn show? There it goes. All right. Well, come on, finish it the rest of the way. Come on. Sorry about this, folks. This is a pain in the tush. Do a commercial break. I'm right in the middle of this damn story. I'm not going to hop around. Do a commercial. I'll see if I can get this damn thing fixed.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace, welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that ever is. Got the little
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Took way too long to do. At any rate, picking up where I left off, let me find the exact spot here. At any rate, now what's interesting is a retired German actress wrote a letter to Andrea Merkel. And she says in this letter, you belong in prison. And her name, I do believe it's pronounced Sylvana Heffenberg. I hope I got that right. And she writes in this open letter to Merkel, "Dear Frau Merkel, you are the most despicable and criminal chancellor the German people have ever had to endure. You brought the German people terror, war, poverty, and death by deliberately and illegally importing illegal immigrants into the country. Hundreds of thousands of mercenaries, terrorists, and other diehard criminals. According to Article 16 of the Constitution, not one of those who arrive through safe countries has the right of asylum in Germany. That is why all your guests are illegal criminals in Germany. The Schengen and Dublin agreements were also deliberately illegal. In the vow you have sworn, among other things, to keep harmful things away from the German people, but you do every day exactly the opposite. You have no mandate to deal with the needs of all citizens, but only for the good of the German people. This alone was your mandate. You are nothing but an employee of the German people, for the power belongs to the people and not you. You consciously incited an entire nation against each other, split it and destroyed entire families, and you cap it all off by insolently repeating the lie that we Germans are doing better than ever. Due to your illegal guest, all public events must now be massively secured, surrounded by fences and guards, armed with automatic weapons. There are now protection areas for women who seek protection, so they will hopefully not fall victim to sexual abuse committed by your guest. Every day your guests commit crimes of shocking violence. Poverty among our elders and children is higher than ever. Almost 1 million Germans live on the streets. Helping these people, this was your mandate, and not flooding all of Europe with invaders from other cultures and feeding them with billions of hard-earned tax dollars. Are you asking for respect? Your invaders, mostly criminals, who rape and kill in Germany, are then taken under your defense, that being the mainstream media and the police, and portrayed as victims of right-wingers. If you really wanted respect and possess a conscience, you would answer for your crimes before a court. If justice does not visit you, the people will, because power belongs exclusively to the people, and the German people are your employers. You are nobody. No chancellor has ever intentionally caused the German people so much harm and suffering. For the future, I only want one thing, that you, your entire entourage, be brought before a court of justice for all the law violations. You and your cohorts go to prison for at least for life. Such a high betrayal of the sovereign people never existed in the history of Germany. Paid commentators and hypocrites will lick your rear. She actually wrote that in a letter. Unable to think clearly and with their own mind, can refrain from any other adulation of you, for no reasonable man takes such people seriously. I despise you deeply and wish you the punishment you deserve, with much contempt, thanks to your Stasi platoon. Signed, retired actress Sylvana Heibenberg." Yeah, she pretty much nailed it now, didn't she? You know, it's what's really funny here? In this country, we've got people, and watch this very closely. You got people that are going after these left-wing terrorists. Now, what has the media been pumping into your psyche for a number of years? Oh, these right-wing extremists, they're terrorists. Well, now we have terrorism. Now we have violent people doing violent things to other people, destroying property. Oh, and the good rhinos and the good fox, F-A-U-X, conservatives are now writing that, well, they should be declared terrorist. They're just, this is the bait, folks. This is why I was so upset several weeks ago when I started to see journalists that I thought I knew and trusted somehow go off the rails and didn't even see the fallacy in their own argument that somehow that these people must be declared terrorist. We've got to use terrorism laws against them. Well, what have they been waiting to do for the right in this country? By the way, the right in this country is not extreme. It's what's left of this damn country. They're speaking their minds, and they're classified as being extremists. Remember me citing this? I have throughout the years. A writer who once said that, look, you know, we're always told that this political pendulum, you know, it all, you know, it'll swing to the left, but eventually it'll swing back to the right and then swing back. And it's just this political pendulum. But what is, say, base or zero on this, in the middle of this, you know, the left, you can put in your gradient degrees there to the left, how much, and then into the right. But what's happening is the whole damn thing is being shifted to the left. So the next time it shifts left and supposedly shifts back to right, well, there's a lot of stuff in there that the left wanted, didn't it? It's nothing but a game. I got really upset with people when they were picking this up and then, just like the good cut-and-paste journalists that they are, start thinking for yourself and quit depending on other people's thoughts so much. They've fallen for the trap. Either consciously or unconsciously, I don't know. But it's stupid. We have every law in the book to cover anything that these asshats do. I don't care if it's smacking somebody over the head and causing a concussion and sending them to the hospital for stitches. Or I don't care if it's burning cars or burning property. I don't care what it is. On the books, in this country, we have laws to deal with all of it. And the police do not. They are being ordered not to do the arrest that they should be doing. Witnessing it for themselves. Now, isn't it strange? Don't you find this rather peculiar? That you yourself can be thrown in jail if you have knowledge of a crime or witnessed it and you didn't report it. Or if you don't cooperate with the police, they can literally jail you. But yet a badged individual standing on a street watching a crime in progress, nothing happens to him when he doesn't take action against the criminal actually committing criminal acts. Something wrong here. Folks, this is being coordinated around the world. Do you think it's just the Democrats in this country going off the rails, coming up with their left-wing loony crap? This is orchestrated. I keep pointing out things like the communists have infiltrated this government years ago. I give you James Comey and the other asshat that tried to bring down a president because he can't be controlled. You want to know the difference between Antifa? What the hell does Antifa even stand for? Anti-fascist? No. Oh, God. Here's the elite agenda. Destruction of Western Christian civilization. They got a pro-Islamic agenda. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that convenient? That the Jews themselves are propping up the Islamic people and, oh, it's Islamist vote. And all the rhinos and all the supposed conservatives in this country will keep mouthing the same rhetoric. When they're, you want to talk about arse-licking, it's their bosses. That if they dare say a word out of line, you're gone. You've lost your job. And just in case, if you don't think we're really serious, look how many journalists we've killed. Hello? Get the message now? How many people have to be deplatformed? How many of these Mark Zucker things have to continue? Kill that commercial. How much of this stuff has to continue before people are going to start calling it for what it is? It is a coup. It is a communist coup. And I'm sorry, Carol, I'm not going to call them Bolsheviks. They're Jews. Zionist Jews. Because people, God knows how brain-dead people are in this country, they probably wouldn't equate the Bolsheviks with that term. The elitist world without borders, multicultural, multiracial societies, and the destruction of national sovereignty. Effeminizing men. Equality. Pro-LGBTQRSTUE, and of course the feminist agenda. Removal of free speech via hate speech laws. Drug use, pharmaceuticals, and other degenerate behavior. Okay. Now here's the Antifa agenda. It's supposed to be the opposition to the elite. What's number one? Destruction of Western Christian civilization and pro-Islamic agenda. World without borders, multicultural, multiracial society, and the destruction of national sovereignty. Effeminizing men, equality, pro-LGBT, removal of free speech via hate speech laws. Starting to get it? This is going on worldwide, folks. Worldwide. And they have captured the medias in which to do this. They couldn't have done it without the medias. They couldn't have done it. There is a quote. Let me see if I can find this quote quickly. I thought I put it up on the webpage, Mike. It was the quote by Henry Ford Sr. Is that up there? I'm sorry. Here it is. Here it is right here. I got it. Henry Ford Sr., May of 1920. This is almost 100 years ago, folks. This is what he said. Controlling the worlds, and if you doubt this, go read his own writings. We're not making this up. This is not fake news. This is the God-honest, right between your eyes, truth. 100 years ago, he said this, controlling the world's sources of news, Jews can always prepare the minds of people for their next move. The greatest exposure yet to be made is the way that news is manufactured and the way in which the mind of whole nations is molded for a purpose. When the powerful Jew is at last traced and his hand revealed, then comes the ready cry of persecution, and it echoes through the world's press. The real causes of persecution, which is the oppression of the people by the financial practices of the Jews, are never given publicity. And he was exactly right. Here's a man that took the time. Nobody would carry his, well, they would carry his opinions, but they wouldn't carry, you know, it was always cut and paste with journalists. Okay, Henry Ford said this, but what they would never, you never get the whole story. It's just like these supposed Mormons, what was that, in northern Mexico? Central Mexico, whatever. Yeah. I'm, folks. And we're seeing people that don't have the courage to speak the truth. It is evident. It is right in your face. It doesn't take an extreme amount of research. Just do a little bit behind each one of these things, and you will see it. It will be as plain as a nose on your face. You know, I'm really starting to question whether we should continue doing broadcasting. I'm starting to doubt the reasons why we're doing this. Because we got a bunch of limp-wristed, sissified, I can't talk about that because I don't want the persecution. I don't want these people on my back. They've been on your back for a long time, and they're not going to get off until you're dead. Do you get it? Do you understand that? So keep kowtowing to them. Keep licking their boots. And some Jews are starting to feel a little bit guilty. Well, they should be. Their influence has been cancerous to America. It's become an institutional Jewish habit to examine how much Jews are hated by their host nations and how fearful Jews are of their neighbors. Jewish press outlets yesterday reported that 9 out of 10 U.S. Jews worry about anti-Semitism. As I said to Kelly Nelson years ago, why don't you clean out your own damn house?
Well, you're just a little Christian boy. They'll persecute you.
Well, good. You're a good Jew. Why don't you go clean your own damn house? I, for one, can't think of another people who invest so much energy in measuring their unpopularity. Despite the scale of Islamophobia and anti-black racism, we're not subjected to a constant barrage of statistics to warn us of how hated blacks are or how unsafe Muslims feel. The American Jewish Committee, the AJC statistics, suggests that most Jews think that the situation is getting worse. I find their statistics unlikely, but I guess any mathematically inclined person would agree that if 9 out of 10 are fearful, then the situation can't get much worse, as 10 out of 10 would only constitute a minor increase of only 11%. Oh, but yeah, you see the logic there. Assume for a moment that the AGC's statistics reflect reality and that the overwhelming majority, 90% of the 1,200 Jewish respondents from all the political and religious positions, regard Jew-hated as a serious problem with potentially disastrous consequences. We might wonder who are the naughty one out of the 10 Jews who, unlike their brethren, are not scared of their American neighbors. I suspect these are also called self-haters, that infamous bunch of horrid humanist Jews who support Palestine and are disgusted by the manifold of recent scandals, pedophilia, organized crime networks, Jeffrey Epstein that worked for who? He worked for the Israeli Mossad. This small minority, 10% of the disobedient Jews, might be disturbed by the opioid scandal that left 400,000 Americans dead. They probably know who the prime actors in this saga of class genocide was. They are likely troubled by a range of financial crimes from Madoff to Israeli banks evading U.S. taxes to the Israeli binary option companies that defraud American citizens. These universalist Jewish outcasts are often vocal critics of their own people, their culture, and their politics. They may denounce AIPAC and the ADL, Soros, or even JVP for acting as a controlled opposition. The AGC's statistics point to the possible existence of a comic scenario in which 9 out of 10 Jews are intimidated by the 1 out of 10 Jews who speak out. Understand something here, folks. Just because you're Jewish and you're speaking the truth, it's not going to give you a free play on the Jewish-controlled press and media in this country. You're a self-hater. You're not Jewish. Obviously, there's something wrong with you. You must be insane. You better go see a doctor. You better go visit a psychiatrist because you're crazy. There is a less humorous, more serious interpretation of AJC's findings. It is possible that a large number of Jews who worry about anti-Semitism indicates that Jews at large are aware of the worrying traits associated with their politics, culture, identity, lobbying, and the Israeli criminality. Jews may feel, excuse me, Epstein? I'm sorry. He must have been an Arab. Jews may feel that they are stained as a group by problematic characters such as Weinstein, Epstein, and Maxwell. They may feel polluted by Israeli politics and the intensive Zionist lobbying that plunders billions of Americans' taxpayers' dollars every single year. That the White House seems to turn its back on the neocons' immoral interventionism. Some Jews may be discomforted by the fact that the neocon warmongering doctrine has largely been a Jewish project. As Haaretz writer Ari Shavet wrote back in 2003, quoting him, "The war in Iraq was conceived by 25 neoconservative intellectuals, most of them Jewish. Maybe some Jews now understand that the Zionist shift from the promised land to the neocon promised planet doesn't reflect well on the Jews as a group." I'm trying to point out the possibility that the overwhelming fear of anti-Semitism, documented however poorly by the AJC, might well be the expression of guilt. American Jews may feel communal guilt over the disastrous politics and culture of some sections of their corrupted elite. They might even feel guilty as Americans about the brutal sacrifice of one of America's prime values, that of freedom of speech, as guaranteed by the First Amendment, on the altar of anti-Semitism. Now, obviously, I'd welcome AJC's further investigation of all this. It'd be interesting to learn about the correlation between the Jewish fear of anti-Semitism and Jewish guilt. It would also be fascinating to find out how many Jewish anxiety translates into self-reflection. In that regard, I suggest that instead of blaming the American people, Jews try a little bit of introspection. Now, U.S. Jews may not want to follow the early Zionists, such as Theodor Herzl, who turned guilt into self-examination. Herzl was deeply disturbed by anti-Semitism, but this didn't stop him from digging into its causes. He wrote, and I'm quoting, and Theodor Herzl was no putz, folks. Quoting him, "The wealthy Jews control the world. In their hands lie the fate of governments and nations. They set governments one against the other. When the wealthy Jews play, the nations and the rulers dance. One way or the other, they get rich." Now, Herzl, like many early Zionists, believed that Jews could be emancipated from their conditions and even loved globally by means of a cultural and ideological and spiritual metamorphosis, with the aspiration of homecoming. Herzl and his fellow early Zionists were clearly wrong in their proposed remedy for the Jewish question, but were absolutely spot on in their adherence to self-reflection and harsh self-criticism. The American Jews have much to learn from Herzl and other early Zionists. They should ask themselves how their American golden Medina, their Jewish land of opportunities, has turned into a threatening realm. What happened? What has changed in the last couple of years? Was it the constant cries over anti-Semitism and desperate and institutional attempts to silence critics that turned their gold Medina into a daunting space? Philip Gilardi. Mossad asset Jeffrey Epstein made sex tapes to blackmail powerful Americans. And brother, that is a mouthful, and that's the absolute truth. Politicians. They've got 25 senators. I'll get the list here. I'll come hell or high water, I'll get that list before we leave the airwaves today. 25 senators, led by Charlie Schumer, on how to deal with anti-Semitism in the United States. They're masters. They're paymasters. Philip Gerardi wrote, "I have long argued that pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was clearly an intelligence agent and that he was most likely working for the Israeli External Service Mossad. My belief was based on the nature of his activity, which suggested that he was able to blackmail important Americans using the sex tapes that he'd been able to make at his Manhattan mansion. Put that together with the existence of his fake Austrian passport, as well as former Miami federal attorney Alexander Acosta's comments, and it would seem that an intelligence connection is correct." Acosta was particularly damning when asked, "Is the Epstein case going to cause a problem for confirmation hearings?" He replied that, "I had just one meeting with the Epstein case. He'd cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had been told to back off. That Epstein was above his pay grade. I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone." The answers to these remaining questions about Epstein are still lacking, even though he's gone. Yeah, is he? Let me ask the question here. He didn't commit suicide. That was staged. And even if he was murdered, what, really? Was he? Well, that's the way that you obviously, you send out the Willie What team to do the job on the weak link. And a man locked up in a jail cell, well, can be induced to do a lot of things. Namely, start naming names. Start trying to cut a deal. Only the problem with Epstein is, this went to presidents. This went to the elite, the very rich, that they're having none of this. You screwed up, you die. Why do you think this was brought out about Hillary Clinton by some yokel that thinks he's highly entertaining on a talk show? Huh, okay, so why did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Maybe not so funny. If we had an honest FBI, we had honest law enforcement in this country, I don't think it'd take too much to tie her to the murder of Epstein. But you see, we don't have any honest law enforcement in this country. Not people that will stand up, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead here. You know, well, something bad might happen to your law enforcement career if you go down that path. Well, you know what? That's part of my job description. Sometimes it gets a little dangerous, and sometimes it's a little iffy. And if it gets to that point, take off the badge and take your cowardly ass on home, okay? We need men, good men of goodwill, to stand up now and to smash these creatures. All as it takes is the light of day. That's what it takes. The answers to those remaining questions about Epstein are still lacking, even though he is gone. Yeah, is he? But one fears that the authorities will be disciplined to further investigate a dead man. It appears that no one in the various investigative agencies or the mainstream media has been interested in what Acosta meant, even though it'd be simple enough to ask him, who told you to back off? And how did they explain it? And then there is the Epstein Austrian passport. Was the document fake or was it real? With a real name and a photo substitution, or was it altered of both picture and name? How did he get a hold of that passport? Austrian passports are highly desirable in intelligence circles because the country is neutral and its holders can travel just about everywhere without a visa. Now, what Epstein did and how he did it was an intelligence operation in support of Mossad. There is no other viable explanation for his filming of prominent politicians and celebrities having sex with young girls, and might I add, young boys. Recruiting and running American movers and shakers like Billy Boy Clinton with his, 26 trips on the Lolita Express, former Governor Bill Richardson or former Senator George Mitchell are precisely the types of agents of influence that the Mossad would seek to coerce or even blackmail into cooperation. Other compelling evidence for a Mossad connection came from Epstein's relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, who reportedly served as his key procurer of young girls. And again, if there's little young girls there, there's little young boys as well. They don't like to put that in there, but I will. Ghislaine is the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who died or possibly was assassinated in this mysterious circumstance back in 1991. Let me stop here, get some coffee, try to calm down so I can get through the next hour and 10 minutes of this show without stroking out. Are you people pissed off? Are you just quietly just sitting back there watching your country destruct?
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas,
ma.
Maxwell was an Anglo-American Jewish businessman, very cosmopolitan in profile, like Epstein, a multimillionaire who was very controversial with what were regarded as ongoing ties to the Mossad. After his death, he was given a state funeral by Israel, in which six serving and former heads of his Israeli intelligence listened while Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir eulogized, "He has done more for Israel than can be today said." Well, yeah, I wonder. Israel and high-profile Jewish players also have continued to turn up like bad pennies in the Epstein case. But nobody seems to be interested in pursuing that angle. Epstein clearly had contact with former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres and Ehud Barak. And Epstein patrol Les Wexner also had close ties to the Jewish state and its government. And now, finally, more evidence of the relationship has surfaced. Even though the mainstream media appears to have lost all interest in the subject. Notice this, folks? How much are they talking about the Epstein thing right now? Oh, and conveniently, everything quit working, including the guards. Oh, and the cameras, well, they didn't work, but that didn't stop the FBI from coming in and taking the tapes. If the FBI took the tapes, you'll never see them, ever, ever. Just like you will not see the real videotapes of the Pentagon being hit with other than a full-blown passenger plane. And anybody that buys that load of garbage, you're brain dead. You're absolutely useless. A recent interview given by a former high-ranking official in the Israeli military intelligence has made the claim that Epstein's sexual blackmail enterprise was from the beginning an Israeli intelligence operation involving the entrapment of powerful individuals and politicians in the United States and also abroad. In an interview with Sev Shalev, former CBS executive producer, the retired senior executive for Israeli Directorate of Military Intelligence, Ari Ben-Mensah, claimed not only to have first met Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged procuress, Ghislaine Maxwell, in the 1980s, but that both Epstein and Maxwell were already working with Israeli intelligence prior to that time. Ben-Menashe was himself involved in the notorious Iran-Contra arms deal. He claimed that he had been introduced to Jeffrey Epstein by Robert Maxwell in the mid-1980s. While Maxwell and Ben-Menashe's were themselves working on Iran-Contra. He, meaning Maxwell, wanted us to accept him being Epstein, as part of our group. I'm not denying that we were at the time a group, that it was Nick Davies, foreign editor of the Maxwell-owned Daily Mirror. It was Maxwell, it was myself, and our team from Israel. We were doing what we were doing. Ben-Menashe's account had been corroborated independently by investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, describing how Maxwell, Davies, and Ben-Menashe arranged the transfer and sale of military equipment and weapons from Israel to Iran on behalf of Mossad and the CIA during that very same time period. More on this when we get back. Thought I'd wake you up today on this Friday, because I'm tired of losing, aren't you?
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.